Blog Talk Radio.
You're my peace in the midst of confusion. You're my joy in the midst of my sorrow. Oh God, you're my anchor tonight.
Actually, the Mount Sinai School of Prayer, a blog talk that we do sometimes. We haven't done it for a while, but this is the alternative number because we have a show this evening on the other number. There's so much technicalities. But anyway, good morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Reverend Boyd, you're going to do the opening prayers for us.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's such a wonderful time to be in the presence of the Father. We thank Him as we come early this morning, giving Him that fresh love. We thank Him for the opportunity that we can come and be in His presence. So let us pray this morning with open hearts and open minds, with the strongest desire of loving Him, the strongest desires of praising Him, the strongest desires of just being in His presence, having a one-on-one conversation, a one-on-one talk with Him this morning. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a new day as we have our lives that we can talk to you, we can praise you, we can honor you, we can lift you up this morning, Father, as you lift us up. We thank you, Father, for again, given us the duty of ashes, because as we labor, as we put in, Lord, so shall we receive the beauty of you, the beauty of the word. Oh, Father God, the beauty that we see over all our challenges, the trials, the tribulations we go through, the dark moments, the moments of anguish, the moments of pain. Lord God, we just thank you for given us this morning as you refresh us, as you bring in that wave of peace, that wave that gives us that semblance of the true understanding of why we worship you, why we want to be in your presence. Lord God, we thank you for being that bridge that sometimes is so hard to cross over because for each step we take, we get pushed back 5 or 7 or 9 steps. And it's sometimes so hard to even move forward. But we know, Father, your word tells us repeatedly and repeatedly that we need to hold on to the truth. We need to hold on to the word. The word is alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for leaving the Comforter. Thank you for leaving the Holy Spirit, the reinforcer of our faith. When we feel weak, when we feel low, when we feel down, we hear that voice telling us, you can make it. You can cross over. I'm here with you. I will guide you. I will protect you. I will give you more fuel to push on. We thank you, Father. We thank you for that love that is not divided in no way, even though we stray off sometimes, even though we go way off the margin, but you reel us back in. You set it up so that destiny help us can come at our moments when we come to that four-way intersection and don't know which way to go, don't know if we should go left or if we should go right or if we should go through that intersection. We just thank you, Father. You never leave us. And this is why your word is just so resounding and so resonant in our hearts. Because we know that through trials and through time after time, your word is your word. It never goes void. It gives us that strength, that reassurance of knowing and feeling your love. So as we come to praise you this morning and every other morning, we come knowing that we need to tap into that line, that vine, that source of energy that gives us more strength, more direction. We thank you for the fruits of the Spirit because, Lord, you redefine us. You take away all the dark impurities that we have with our values, our standards, our morals, our ethics, and you flush in the fruits of the Spirit that brings that light, that gives us that conduit that we can channel ourselves through. Oh, Father, we just thank you. And we thank you, and this is why each time we say thank you and thank you and thank you, because there's no great amount of times that we cannot say thank you, because we don't even deserve to be where we are, but you look over that, and this is why you wrap us in your grace. You hide all the impurities. You hide every other thing that will not make you be what you are, for you are God. You overlook all our differences. You overlook all the times we come and we hurt you with things that we say and things that we do, even though we know better. But we thank you, Father. And this is our time where we come to reference you. This is our time when we come to say, Lord, we are sorry, and mean it from our hearts and not just give you lip service. For we not know when the last breath that we breathe will be. So, Father, each time we have the opportunity to come in your presence, we need to repent. We repent this morning, Lord, for things that we knowingly did, things that we unknowingly did, things that we've seen that should be corrected, and even things that are to come that we have not even seen, but just the thoughts of our minds make us to see. Oh, Father God, forgive us this morning. Have mercy. Have mercy on us this morning, Lord. For there's nothing that we can hide from you. You know everything, even before it happens. So, Father God, we just repent this morning. We repent this morning, and from the bottom of our hearts, we truly mean it as we start off this new day, that you have washed away the old and have brought a refreshing. We stand this morning, Lord, in that refreshing. That refreshing that resuscitates us. That refreshing that revives us. That refreshing that renews us. For the old is gone and the new is here. We thank you, Father, for every moment that we can spend with you. Coming to know you more, coming to understand you more. Coming to understand ourselves more. As we lean into you more, we get clearer understanding that as we climb from level to level, Lord, of understanding, we gain more wisdom. We just thank you, Father. So, Father, we just pray this morning for a strong word that's coming. That word that's coming like a whirlwind this morning to spin us and give us that 360-degree turn that we need. We need to about face. We need to turn in the direction, Lord, of that easterly wind, your wind that comes from the east. Oh, let it blow this morning. Let it blow this morning. Oh, Father God, we need to feel it this morning. We thank you. We give thanks this morning. We give thanks. Thank you for curving us into being more obedient, showing humility that you can mold us, that we become so pliable. Shape us, reshape us, mold us this morning. For the word this morning comes in such a way that we know we will be touched. We bless the vessel this morning, bringing the word, bringing your word this morning, Father, to bless your children, to enrich your children, to purpose your children, to give your children that opportunity that they continuously will know prayer. We can conquer everything through prayer. We can hold on to your garment through prayer. We, the seeds, can be watered from the heavens. Oh, let the heavens speak this morning. Let the heavens speak this morning. Let the oils flow down, Lord. Oh, Father God, and saturate us, soak us, yoke us, that we are marked. That the devourer knows that we are yours. Oh, we thank you this morning, Lord. So, Father God, as we go on to hear the word this morning, we open our hearts, we open our minds, the very soul that needs to be purified, the very soul that needs to be cleansed, the very soul that needs to be opened up and have that open surgery on this morning to take away all the bitterness, take away the darkness, take away the perils of the earth, break it down, and pour in the newness. We receive it this morning, Father. We receive it this morning, and we give you thanks for all the glory is yours. We thank you, Father. We pray this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. A resounding amen and amen. Thank you, Reverend Boyd. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll just do a worship song and then I'll come back with the word. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. We bless God for you. Hallelujah.
Holy, 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 holy.
For as the earth bringeth forth her buds, and as the garden causes the things that are in that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his word this morning, Isaiah 68. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for heaviness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is speaking to us this morning, hallelujah, that he's going to give us what? Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise, hallelujah, for heaviness. The Bible speaks of the Holy Ghost as being the comforter. Aren't you glad and excited for the Spirit of the Lord? He is our comforter. He will console us that mourn in Zion. There will be mourning in Zion. Some people think you will avoid that mourning, but there will be mourning in Zion. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Zion, there will be mourning. There will be things that will happen to us in when we're in the kingdom of God. When God's people are in calamity, in desolation, in crisis situation, mourning, trouble, hard times, difficult circumstances, when we're going through that, who will get the attention from God? If you want attention from anybody, you should want attention from God. I want his eyes to be open upon me. And you want his eyes to be open upon you. You want his ears to hear to your cry. You want him to put you under that umbrella of protection. You want to live in the secret place of the Most High and abide under his feathers and under his wings. The Bible says he will give us beautiful ashes. When in the biblical times, it was the custom. For the people of God in those days, in the great times of mourning and difficulties, they lay in ashes. I mean, if you can remember when the king gave the decree for the children of Israel during the time of in the book of Esther, you remember Mordecai was in ashes and sackcloth. When you just think about it, you got a problem in your life and you just sit in a pile of ashes. There is nothing beautiful about ashes. There's nothing, it's a sad place to be, ashes. But the Bible says he is going to take our difficulties, our disgusting, depressing, horrible situation and give us what? Beauty, hallelujah. He is going to pick up us out of that pile of ashes, that we have been sitting on, and make something beautiful out of us. Hallelujah. He will give us beauty for ashes. I love that divine exchange. The word ashes in Hebrew is eper, and the word beauty is fur, P-H-E-E-R. It just moved the E and you have a new word. And just as quickly it takes for you to move one letter, God is going to turn your sorrow into joy. Hallelujah. When he speaks before, it is already done. It is already done. This is a time for you to rejoice. Get out of that what? Ashes. What he says, beauty for ashes. Sometimes you feel that your life is not going the right way. We all go through that. We go through things, you feel discouraged, you feel despondent, and sometimes you don't even want to get up and you don't want to do anything because of different situations and problems. And sometimes when you think you're gotten out of something, it is still there. But there is a promise that God has given us. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. So in Zion there, you are in that kingdom of God. You are walking in his ways. You are doing everything that is right. Hallelujah. But there's still issues and problems. I want you to rest assured that you will. He said it and I believe it, and that settles it. And you have to believe for his promises, because his promises is yes and amen. He will give you beauty for ashes. God knew that you were going to go through those situations. And sometimes Satan thinks he thinks he's doing it, but it's not all the time. It's not Satan all the time. God is strengthening us for what is ahead of us. Hallelujah. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. You have to depend on the strength of God, not on your own strength. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. When you look at Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. In his time, there's a certain time. I love that. So in his time, he makes everything beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. Whatever God hands touches become beautiful. All you need is the touch of the master's hand in his time. When Job was burned by life, When God touched him, it was changed. When God touched and Daniel in the lion's den, as he prayed and thanked God, things changed. Abraham sacrificed his son, and God and I and the lad will go worship. It was in that time things changed. Hannah, the day she gave Samuel back to the Lord, my heart rejoices in the Lord. And let me say this. We got to give issues back to the Lord. We all, if some of you know that story of Hannah, but she said, Lord, I will give my son back to you to serve you. Hallelujah. The Paul in the prison, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Paul was in prison. He wrote most of the New Testament while he was in prison. If you were depressed and despondent and in a dark place, what will we have today? But God, even in the prison, he received beauty for ashes. Even in the lion's den, Daniel received beauty for ashes. Job received beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. So regardless of whatever we're going through right now, hallelujah, trust in the Lord. And then he will give you the oil of joy for mourning. How can you say we will not mourn? We will lose relatives, or we will mourn over the loss of different things in our lives. The oil was applied to the face to make the face shine instead of mourning, which disfigures the face and the countenance and make it unlovely. Hallelujah. When in mourning, no oil would be applied to the face in those days. Your face would be dry and ashy during those days when you're going through mourning over the loss of a relative, so that people would know, everybody would know you're mourning because you have ashes skin. Many of us are walking around with ashes skin. Hallelujah. But when you're in the Lord, what will he do? He will release that oil of joy upon you. Hallelujah. That oil of joy he will put for mourning. The oil of joy is the Holy Ghost, like a well of living water, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Even in hard times, joy, joy, joy. So you don't need that ashes on your face, because don't let the devil keep you down in that position. Hallelujah. He do not let it, because God has one. He will pour upon you that oil of joy, which is the Holy Ghost. Don't let it keep you down. You know, if you follow the devil, you will never do what you have to do. Because he always comes with tricks to keep us down and depressed. The Lord will give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So when you're going through situations and you don't see your way clear, hallelujah, you got to praise the Lord. That's why it's good to have CDs or whatever you use to watch, or just use your voice. Use your voice, sing a song unto the Lord. Sing a song and you will start feeling great. Hallelujah. Sometimes, most of the time, when you look at music, a gospel artist and things, you know when these songs are birthed. Even the hymns were birthed. Hymns were birthed when people went through different situations. When they went through situations, God birth a song into the spirit. That's why even up to this time, some of these songs are 200 years, 100 years, 50 years old. And when we sing, I know one of my songs, I love, is Blessed Assurance. And most artists, most children of gospel artists, they will tell you that the Lord birthed these songs. Hallelujah. I remember this song, Donnie McClurkin. I stand. What would you do when you've done all you can? You just stand. Hallelujah. Stand. Why? Because he was going through a situation and God, then that song was birthed in his spirit. Then he wrote that song, stand. It was birthed in his spirit when he was in that desolate place. And that song, we fall down and we get up. Was he, when he had fell down in sin and different things that happened, he gave that testimony and then God gave him, we fall down, but we get up. What I'm saying to you, the song was birthed in his spirit when he was going through his situation. Hallelujah. A garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. A garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. To be thankful. Praise the Lord. Sing your own song. When you do not let the spirit of heaviness steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Without joy, you will be into a self-pity. You will be feel sorry for yourself. Psalm 69, verse 20 says, reproach have broken my heart, and I'm full of heaviness, and I look for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. The devil wants you to feel sorry for yourself. He wants you to feel alone and depressed, but don't let him lead you down that path. For the Bible says, for we know, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. To them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have time, you look at Isaiah 43, 1 to 7. Well, Isaiah 43, let me read some of that. But now, thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. God is saying, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. To the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. You are precious in the sight of God. That has been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, I have created for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Who is God talking to? He's talking to you. He's talking to me. Don't be depressed. Don't get wrapped up in depression. Depression. Where that garment of what? Praise. Hallelujah. Garment of praise. Hallelujah. Garment of praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Wear the garment of praise. Isaiah 59:19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising. When the enemy shall come in like the flood, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard against him. You cannot give into depression. Resist it. Romans 6:60, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Don't give into the spirit of heaviness, but use the word of God like a sword. When the devil says no good, remind him of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. All things become new. In his time, he makes everything beautiful. When the devil says you're not saved, just tell him I'm saved because I was there when it happened. When the devil says to worry, just remind him that God says don't worry about anything. When the devil says be sick, just tell him by his stripes I am healed. When the devil says be afraid, remind him God says peace I gave to you. When he says be defeated, you say we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. We are all going to face adversity, but we are more than victorious through Christ Jesus. My Matthew 18:18, it is one of, hallelujah, the Bible. What you bind on earth will be bind in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Take away that spirit of heaviness and wear the garment of praise. Praise, put that on that garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'll use the word of God. Sing praises and thanksgiving, and don't remember there's something that always being birthed in you. In the dark and desolate situation, God is burping. There's a gift in you that is coming out of you. It's like a pressing, and his grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Acts 16:25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And what happened? The prison was open. When Jonah in the fish belly, Jonah 2:9-10, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited up all Jonah upon the dry land. Something in Jonah's prayers caught the attention of God. What was it? Praise. Praise prepares us for miracles. Praise bring us out of that bondage, that prison. And praise, too, will bring salvation to your loved ones. Because when they see things happening, they themselves will begin to praise. The Hebrew word for praise is tilah, to sing praises. It is used in Psalm 22:3, where it says, God inhabits the praise of his people. God manifests himself in the midst of exuberant praise. 2 Chronicles 20:22, when the praises went, and God sent ambushments. Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60:18, but thou shalt call thy wall salvation, and thy gates praise. God is surrounded in his city by a wall called salvation. The way to get into that city is through the gates of praise. Hallelujah. We don't have access to his presence because we come and we beg and say, God, do this good, do that. If you want to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with praise, you can't enter in murmuring and complaining. You can't know. You need to have a praise in your mouth. Hallelujah. We bless God this morning for this. And I pray this word bless your lives and your situations in the name of Jesus. Every one of us, because we all go through things. But don't let the enemy keep you down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in your situations. Let him pour that oil of joy, the oil of gladness. Let him give you beauty for ashes. That even when you're going through hard times, people say, oh, you look so good. And you're wondering, you're looking at yourself. How am I looking so good? I'm going through this because God has done it. And it is manifested just looking at your appearance, and things are going to be okay, thus says the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We bless you. We give you glory and honor. I pray for all those that are going through situations. I pray, Lord, that you would turn those situations around. Oh, God, we pray for divine reversal of negative to positive. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace, oh, God, that you have given us. We thank you, Lord. That, Father God, we trust you. We claim Isaiah 61 for our lives and the lives of our loved ones. I pray, Lord, that we be encouraged for this week, that regardless what come our way, we'll praise you, praise you. Thank you, Jesus, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So I want to pray this morning for those that have a prayer request. I'm going to look at, I have a prayer request for Apostle Cynthia's sister. Hallelujah. Just going through a difficult time medically in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to lift her up in prayers. Sister Loretta, we want to pray for her this morning. We're going to believe the report of the Lord and not the report of man in the name of Jesus. Who has the final say? God has the final say. Hallelujah. So let's pray wherever you are. Join me in prayers this morning. And those of you that have prayer requests, press 1, because right after that, I'll pray for you all in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning we lift up Sister Loretta, oh God. Father, you know all that she's going through right now medically in the name of Jesus. But you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, oh God. So we pray, Lord, for healing in the name of Jesus, oh God. We believe your report, oh God, because her body is the temple of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. You created the body, oh God. So in the name of Jesus, we claim complete and total healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we command the body to come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we command the body to come into alignment with the holy word of God. By the stripes of Jesus, she is healed, oh God. We command the lungs to come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. We command every organ, every system, every tissue to come into alignment with the word of God, every cell to come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, let her body be the way that you created our bodies to be in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus and flush the body with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus to flush of every sickness, every illness in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. I pray, O God, that you encourage her, O God, wrap your arms around her in the name of Jesus, that she looks to you, the author and the finisher of her faith, in the name of Jesus. We join our faith with hers in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing. We speak not total healing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We come against any form of pain in the name of Jesus. Alleviate the pain in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, strengthen her. Strengthen her. Breathe on her in the name of Jesus. Oriya masandereya koromoso. And we pray, Father God, that her mind, let the mind of Christ be in her, O God. Take away any discouragement from her spirit and give her that courage, knowing that she can trust in you and everything is okay in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and we thank you and bless you in advance. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Press 1 on your keypad. Hallelujah, for prayer requests. Okay, hallelujah, praise the Lord. 1 second, Mariama, okay. Amen, I can hear you, Mariama.
Praise God. I just want to bless God this morning for the message. I was touched with the word this morning. I pray that God continue to use the apostle as she come to teach us every morning. And I pray that I will live according to his word. I got a prayer request. My case is coming up on the 9th or October. My case with immigration. So I should pray for my prayer request. I have one prayer request for my case coming up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the Lord our God. There is nothing too hard for you to do, O God. What you say you will do, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you in advance, O God, for victory in our case, O God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you in advance because we trust and we believe in you, O God, and we come against any plan of the enemy. We cancel, O God, in the name of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we thank you, O God. Father God, you will give, you are giving her the joy, the oil of gladness, O God, that you will walk in praises and thanksgiving, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Thanking you and blessing you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God. O Father, we pray that you pick the right judges. You pick the, yes, you be God. In that courtroom. You be that advocate, O God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father God, right now we release the blood of Jesus upon our father.
Yes,
release the
thank
blood
you,
of Jesus upon the judges, O God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Name
and
of
we
Jesus.
Thank you, O God. We thank
yes,
you, O God. We
thank you,
O God. We thank you, O God. In the name of Jesus, I release the blood of Jesus. I release the blood. Mariama, I see a card. I see a green card. I see it. Just begin to praise God. Bless his name. We come against any interception in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, upon the whole fire. In the name of Jesus, release the blood. Release the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. I still see the card. I just see it. I really see it in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And we pray that it will come into your
hands.
Manifestation in the name of Jesus with no interception. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle.
You're welcome. And anyone else for prayer requests? Hallelujah. Press 1 on your keypad. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if there's no one else, we just bless God. Okay, let me see. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, bless God this morning to be in the midst of believers. I thank him for what he's doing in my life, in my children's life. I thank him for the word that came this morning. I thank God for even the prayer that Reverend Kwaju offered this morning. I bless God for that. I'm grateful to God for what he's doing in my life and what he's doing in the whole house. Thank him. I thank him. I send you to please pray for my son, Samuel. And the Lord take complete control of him. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning we lift up Samuel, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, we ask you, O God, to order his steps, O God. Lead him, guide him, and direct him in the name of Jesus, O God. Turn the situation around in his favor. Every situation, let it be in his favor in the name of Jesus, O God. I separate him in the name of Jesus from the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus, O God. And their evil association, we break him loose through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, O God, that he will fulfill his purpose and his destiny in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon him. Give him wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus, wisdom that comes from you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Help him to walk in your ways and do your will, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. I pray that you pour upon him more grace, in the name of Jesus, O God. I pray, Father God, that you lead him and direct him, O God. Help him to make the right choices, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Help him to walk in your truth. Help him to focus on you, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we cancel every plan of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, and superimpose God's plans and purpose for his life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in him, O God. In the name of Jesus, I cover him with the blood of Jesus. Let your angels be around him, O God. I cover his children with the blood of Jesus. Let your holy angels come around them, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, and I bless you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' holy name we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just hear in with Samuel, you have to pray for wisdom. Wisdom. And the Spirit of the Lord said, wisdom, not man's wisdom, but God's wisdom to rest upon him in everything that he has to do. Everything, he needs the wisdom of God. You know, not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God. And it might look unconventional because God is different from man, you know, and it might look strange to people, but God said, walk in his wisdom. So we pray the wisdom of God rest upon him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. You're welcome. Amen. Anyone else with prayer requests? Hallelujah. Just press 1 on your keypad. Okay. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning for this prayer time. We give you glory, we give you honor, We ask you to continue to bless each and everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are here now and those that will listen at another time. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God, in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you for this is the day. We thank you for answer prayers that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. We bless God and we thank him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just have a few announcements. This evening we have the radio block and it will not be, we'll go back to our old number for the radio block service this evening at 7 p.m. I'm using this number because I can only use so many amount of shows on that number. So today and tomorrow, we're going to use this for the 5 a.m. prayer. 5 a.m. prayer tomorrow, we'll use the same number. But in the evening, we go back to our old number. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I hope you don't get confused. Just write it down. Today and tomorrow, we're using this every time for the morning prayers in the name of Jesus. So tomorrow, tonight, join us at 7 p.m. on the old number, the 858-220-7940. We're going to do the midnight midwives arise. And this is the 11th day. We did 10 days for the Holy Ghost. God of my spirit to do 2 more days to make it 12 days. So tomorrow today we have the 11th day. And tomorrow, the 12 days, and tomorrow, you will be excited because there's a time of worship and praise, thanking God, hallelujah, for what he has done. I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Christ Jesus. It is well. It is well. Hallelujah.
'Cause you deserve the glory and the honor. And I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. 'Cause you are great. You do miracles.